Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. You can listen to the Voice of Hope on the radio every Sunday at 7:30. But if you miss my program on Sunday, you can always go to my website and listen to it by going to voiceofhopetoday.org. Voiceofhopetoday.org. I post all my programs on my website, and you can always receive an encouraging word by listening to the Voice of Hope Today. And I encourage you to invite your friends to come to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday on the radio, or to go to my website and hear the Voice of Hope to receive an encouraging word with the Lord. You know, we live in very challenging times when things are shaking in the world. And today I want to talk about two kingdoms in the Bible: the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. And I would encourage you to get a piece of paper and a pen and write these verses down. I like to look at a lot of verses because I'm a Bible teacher, so I put everything in the Word of God. When you listen to teaching, you need to know that the teaching is based on the Word of God and not men's opinions. Men's opinions and ideas always change, but the Word of God never changes. So get a piece of paper and a pen and write these scriptures down, and you can look at them later, and they will help you understand fully what I'm teaching about, allow you to meditate on it, and allow the Word of God to transform your life. And so we're going to begin by looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. And it says there, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, 'Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but the heaven.' Now this 'yet once more' indicates the removal of things that can be shaken, as of things that are made, that things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." So the writer of Hebrews here is talking about shaking that's happening. There's going to be a shaking that's happening in the world. And he says, everything that is man-made will be shaken, and only the things which are made of God will not be shaken. And so we look at our world today and we see a lot of shaking happening. We see economic problems happening. We see wars between countries. We see health issues like the COVID crisis. We see a lot of things in our world that are shaking our world. And so there are two kingdoms here, and one kingdom is coming and the other kingdom is going down. You know, the kingdom of this world is coming to an end. The kingdom of this world is a temporary kingdom. It's not an eternal kingdom. But the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of Jesus Christ, is an eternal kingdom. I believe the coming of Christ is coming sooner and sooner. And so the kingdom of God is pressing in on the kingdom of this world. It's causing a conflict between these two kingdoms. The kingdom of God is pressing and creating conflict with the kingdom of this world, and the kingdom of God will prevail because God always prevails, and Jesus Christ is going to establish his kingdom on earth. And so two things the writer of Hebrews warns us to do in the middle of all this shaking and problems that we're having in the world. The first thing he says, don't refuse him who speaks. See, God wants to speak to us. He speaks to us by his word. He speaks to us by his Holy Spirit. We need to learn to hear the voice of God and not the voice of the world. See, the voice of the world will deceive you. What people say in the world is always changing. But God speaks life. What God speaks is eternal. The word of God is eternal. We don't base our life on the things of the world because they're temporary. But the word of God is eternal. So we hear God's voice, first of all, by knowing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, and understanding the Word of God. We also understand or hear the voice of God through the Holy Spirit, The Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit, and he speaks to us through the Word of God to help us know the will of God. And see, it's important in this time of shaking that we know what the will of God is, so our lives will not be shaken. The second thing he points out is that things which are made by man will be shaken, but things that are of God will not be shaken. So everything that we see that is man-made, even all the wonderful things that we see in the world, they're going to go away. They're going to shake and they're going to collapse. Nations are going to collapse. Kingdoms are going to collapse. All men's technology is going to come to an end. But the kingdom of God will remain forever. He says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. See, we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken because our kingdom is not built on things of the world. Our kingdom is built upon Jesus Christ. It's built upon the Word of God, which never changes. And so you have a choice today to be part of a kingdom that's shaking, the kingdoms of the world that are shaking and they're going to come down, or to be part of the kingdom of God, which is eternal and have eternal life. And we get to choose which kingdom we want to be remain in. See, when you're born the first time, you're born into the world. But when you need to be born again to get into the kingdom of God. And we see that in John chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. John chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. And spiritual leader during Jesus' time, a Pharisee who understood and knew the word of God, came to Jesus. And he had a question about how he could be sure he could get into the kingdom of God. Now, he went to church all the time. He knew the word of God, but he wasn't sure if he was going to get into the kingdom of God. He had heard Jesus teaching a lot about the kingdom, but he didn't know how to be sure he'd get in. So it says in, you can only enter, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised when I'm saying you must be born again. So he's talking about two births here. The first time you were born in the flesh. You were born into the world. You were born into the nation you lived in. You were born into the kingdom of this world, the temporary world. You know, we all are born, but we all will die one time. Everything we have is temporary. But he says to get into the kingdom of God, you must be born again of the Spirit of God. And you must, and to do that, you must accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You must confess your sins before God, repent, turn away from your sin, and accept Jesus as your Savior. And you can do that by simply asking Jesus to come into your life. You can just repeat a little prayer after me. If you want to repeat this and be born again and make sure you're in the kingdom of God, just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I thank you, Jesus, that you came and you died on the cross to take away my sin. Today, I accept you as my Savior. Today, I give my life to serve you the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me of my sin and today accepting me as your Son into the kingdom of God. Lord, I just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, you have been forgiven of all your sins. It says the Bible doesn't even remember your sins anymore. God does not remember your sins anymore. And you're a new person in Christ Jesus. It said, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised when I say you must be born again. So you are born again. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are a child of Almighty God. In Romans it says, those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. So you're born by the Spirit of God. When you accept Jesus your Savior, a Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, comes and lives in you, and you become a child of God. But you must also be led by the Spirit of God. In other words, you don't do the things of the world anymore. You do the things that God wants you to do. The Spirit will lead you by the Word. You need to study the Word of God because the Word of God is a revelation of God. The more you know the Word of God, the more you'll become like God. The more the Holy Spirit will help you to change your life to become more like Jesus Christ. If you've not read the Bible, I encourage you to start with the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Study and read about the life of Jesus Christ so you can learn how to live the same life that Jesus lived and understand what it means to be a Christian. And also read the book of Acts and how Christians lived in the early church. So now you're a new person. You've been born again. Your sins are gone. You're a new person in Christ Jesus. You are part of the kingdom of God. You have received a new identity. And God has delivered you from this darkness into his glorious light. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Colossians 1, 13 through 14, it says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we've redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been delivered from the power of darkness. You're delivered from the power of sin and sickness. You've been delivered from the power of Satan and demons. And you've been carried or conveyed into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, through whom we receive redemption. Redemption means to buy us back. See, we were lost and we've been redeemed. We've been bought back by the blood of Jesus Christ, who's forgiven us of our sins. Now, I remember a story to help us understand what it means to be redeemed. I remember a story of a boy who made a small sailing boat out of wood, and he carved this sailing boat. It was a very nice sailing boat. He put sails on it, little sails on it. He carved his name in it, and he was playing in the river with it, and suddenly the current of the river took the boat away, and he lost it. Then one day, he was walking down in the town, and he saw in a pawn shop, a shop that sells used things, he saw his boat. And he went to the shop owner, and he said, that is my boat. And the shop owner said, no, someone bought it, someone found it and brought it to me, and I'm selling it for them. You need to buy it from me. But he said, I can prove it was my boat. My name is on it. He showed him his name. And he says, sorry, it doesn't belong to you anymore. You need to buy it. So the boy went home and he did different kinds of jobs and made some money. And when he got enough money, he went back to the shop and he said, here, I want to pay for this boat. And so he paid for the boat and took the boat. And as he was walking away, the store owner heard him say, little boat, you belong to me twice. I made you and I bought you. See, the little boy made the boat, but because the boat got lost, he had to buy the boat back again. See, God created us. We are all created in the image of God. But sin took us away from God. Satan took us away from God. The world took us away from God. But Jesus came to redeem us from the world, from sin and Satan and all those things. And so Jesus paid for us by dying on the cross for our sin. And his blood has taken away our sin and brought healing and salvation to us. So we belong, if you've been born again, you belong to God twice. He created you and he bought you with the blood of Jesus Christ. So Colossians says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sin. He's redeemed us through his blood. So now you're a child of God. God has bought you back. You're a child now, delivered from the power of darkness, delivered from sin, delivered from all the things of the world, and you have a new life in Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul talks about a new identity now. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when you've been born again, you're in Christ. Your life is in Christ. You're a new person. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. because you're in Christ. And I've talked about this before. Being in Christ is like being in your house. You know, when you go in your house, you're under the protection of your house. You have food and provision in your house. Your house is secure and safe. No one can see you in the house, but you're in the house in a place of safety and provision. The same way we are when we're born again, we become a new creature, a new person in Christ Jesus, and we have come into Jesus Christ. Our life is in Christ, and when we're in Christ, it's like being in our house. People don't see us anymore. They see Jesus Christ, and God doesn't judge us for our sin anymore because he sees us in Jesus Christ. And in Jesus Christ, we have safety. In Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness of sin. In Jesus Christ, we have everything we need. In Jesus Christ, we have protection. You know, when Israel was getting ready to go out to be delivered out of Egypt, from slavery in Egypt, God told them to get in their house and to put the blood over the door of their house. And at night, the death angel came through Egypt. And every house that did not have the blood over it, that firstborn in that house died in Egypt. But every person who had blood over the door of his house, if they were in the house, they didn't die from the death angel. They were protected and they were delivered out of Egypt. The same way from us. We were slaves in sin. We were slaves in the world, to the bondages of the world. But through Jesus Christ, we are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so, when we come under the blood of Jesus Christ, and you don't have to put the blood on your door, that's Old Testament. We are now under Jesus Christ. We are in Christ now. Our life is in Christ. Jesus is the most important person in our life. When our life is in Christ, then we're under his protection. The death angel, the sickness angel, the poverty angel cannot touch us because we're under his protection. Now, if we go out from under Christ and go back into the world, we are no longer under protection. If the Jew, the Israel person, had left the house and gone outside, the death angel could kill him. But once if he remained in the house under the blood, he was protected. And a lot of people, they don't remain in Jesus Christ. You know, they accept Jesus as their Savior, but they go back out into the world. When you're in the world, you don't have protection. It says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and moved us or conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son, having redeemed us by his blood. And so you're a new person in Christ Jesus anymore. You are not the same person anymore. You are a child of Almighty God. You don't think like the world. You don't talk like the world. You don't act like the world because you're a new person in Christ Jesus. Your life is all about Jesus Christ. When you get up in the morning, you worship Jesus. When you walk through the day, you worship and pray to Jesus. You talk to Jesus all day long. Jesus is your best friend because you have a new life in Jesus Christ. You testify of Jesus. You tell other people what Jesus has done for you because Jesus is your life now. See, Jesus is my life. Every morning I get up, Jesus is my life. Every morning I give my life to Jesus and I say, Jesus, Lord, you are my life. I give my life to you. I want to serve you today. I want to walk with you. You are my life. I talk about Jesus with people every day. I pray with people every day in the name of Jesus. I see miracles in lives of people because now I am a child of Almighty God. You're a child of Almighty God, not because you've gone to Bible school or been a church member for a long time. No, you've been born again of the Spirit of God. You are now in the kingdom of God. You're a child of Almighty God. You're a new person in Christ Jesus. And to do that, we need to build our life on Jesus Christ. We don't build our life on the world anymore. We build our life in Jesus Christ. And Jesus gave a story to illustrate how we build our lives on Jesus Christ. And in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Luke 6:46, Jesus says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, or hears my word and puts it into practice, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid his foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat against the house, it could not shake the house because it was founded on the rock. But he who hears my word and doesn't do it is like a man who built a house on the earth without foundation, against which the stream beat, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So Jesus says here, you call me Lord, Lord, but don't do the things I say. See, there are many people, they say, I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm a child of God, I'm in the kingdom of God. Well, if you're in the kingdom of God, you're under King Jesus. See, we need to serve God. It says, therefore we have received the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let us have grace or favor by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. So because Jesus is our king, we now have awe and respect for Jesus Christ, and we do what he asks to do. We live the life he calls to live. So he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? If you don't do what Jesus says, he says, like building your house on the earth with no foundation. And then when the storm comes, your house will be blown away. Your life will be blown away because it's built on earth or sand. No, sand and earth always are moving. So if you build a house on sand or dirt, then when the winds come or the storm comes, it won't stand because the earth is always moving. The earth is always shifting. I knew a pastor who built his house with brick, but he didn't build it with a strong foundation. He built it on earth. And he put the roof and everything on it, it looked very beautiful church. But when the storms came, the walls began to crack because the earth began to move. And the walls cracked and the whole church collapsed because it was built on ground and not built on the rock. See, we need to build our life on Jesus Christ, the rock. He says, whoever comes to me and hears what I say and does it, puts it into practice, I assure you what it's like. He is like a man who built his house, who dug deep into the rock. The rock is Jesus Christ. The rock is the Word of God. You build your life on Jesus. You build your life on the Word of God. You dig deep into the Word of God. Allow the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to begin to change your life. It will make you stronger and stronger and stronger. He says, when you lay your life on the foundation of the rock, and when the flood rose and the stream beat against the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. Remember how I began the message today? That there is shaking happening in the world. Jesus said, do not refuse him who speaks. He says, because there is a shaking happening. He says, promising, once more I will shake not only the earth but the heaven. Yet once more indicates the removal of things which are being shaken as things which are man-made. But the things which cannot be shaken, it remain. Therefore, we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. So God is calling you and me to build a life on Jesus Christ, to build a life on the Word. There is a shaking that's happening in the kingdom of this world, but the kingdom of God will not be shaken. The kingdom of God will stand, and the kingdom of God is in you. The kingdom of God is eternal. The kingdom of God is in the hearts of millions of people all over the world who have accepted Christ as your Savior, who are born again, are children of God, who are now living according to the Word of God and submitting their life to Jesus Christ. They've come under Jesus' protection, under Jesus' healing and salvation and deliverance, and they're walking in the power of Jesus Christ. See, God is raising up all over the world men and women who are under Christ, who are walking in the kingdom of God. And Jesus is coming back once again to establish his earthly kingdom. And in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, in this vision, King Nebuchadnezzar sees a statue, a great big statue was very beautiful, a head of gold and arms and chest of silver, a stomach of bronze, legs of iron. And everyone in the world was looking at this great statue. And Daniel said that great statue represents the kingdoms of this world. Everyone's looking at the king, all the beautiful things in the world. Up in the mountain, Nebuchadnezzar saw a stone being cut out without hands in the mountain. And Daniel said that stone being cut out without hands is the kingdom of God. Then one day, the stone rolled down the mountain and crushed the statue into powder. And Daniel told the king, one day the kingdom of God, which is being formed where no one sees it, being formed on the mountain, is going to roll down. It's going to crush the kingdom of this world, and it's going to become the greatest kingdom in the world. That is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. See, everyone was looking at the great statue, but in hiding, the kingdom was being formed in the hearts of millions of men and women. See, the kingdom is being formed in your heart and my heart, because the kingdom of God within us. And if we allow the Holy Spirit and the Word to form us into the image of Jesus Christ, the day is coming when the kingdom of God is going to roll down the hill and it's going to crush the kingdom of this world and it's going to grow and cover the whole world. And in Revelation chapter 3, we're going to conclude with this. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. Revelation is the last book in the New Testament. It talks about the revelation of Jesus Christ in the last days before he comes back again. And in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, in Revelation 11, 15, it says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So it says, the kingdoms of this world, the seventh angel is the last angel that sounds a trumpet in heaven. And when he sounds, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. See, one day Jesus is coming back to establish his kingdom on this world, a kingdom that will last forever. And those who have been born again, those who accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, those who have submitted their lives to Christ, who built their lives on Christ and the Word of God, they are going to stand. The kingdom of God is in them, and they will be part of the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ that will last forever. Don't be worried about the kingdom of this world that are shaking, because we are part of the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is coming back soon to establish his kingdom on earth, and we will rule and reign with Jesus Christ. Lord God, I just pray for every person that has listened to the voice of hope today. Lord God, I pray that you will strengthen them by your Spirit, Lord God. I pray if they've not accepted you as their Savior, they will accept you as your Savior today, be born again, be moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Be redeemed by the blood of Christ. Become a child of God. Begin to walk according to the word of God and the will of God. Begin to walk in the power of God, Lord God, to overcome every power of the enemy. Lord God, we thank you for the victory we have in Jesus Christ, and that we are part of the greatest kingdom, and that you're coming back again to receive your people to yourself. We just worship and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'd encourage you to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday, or go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my programs on my website. May you have a great week walking with the Lord. Be encouraged in the Lord that we have the victory in him through Jesus Christ. Amen.